Somehow or other, at least this worst of possible lives, could not overlie the spirit and gaiety of our sailors. They did their duty as though they had some interest in the fortune of that country which so cruelly oppressed them. They served their guns merrily when it came to fighting, and they had the readiest ear for a bold, honourable sentiment of any class of men the world ever produced. Most men of high destinies have high-sounding names. Pin and Habakkuk may do pretty well, but they must not think to cope with the Cromwells and Isaiahs. And you could not find a better case in point than that of the English admirals. Drake and Rooke and Hawke are picked names for men of execution. Frobisher, Rodney, Boscawen, Foulweather, Jack Byron are all good to catch the eye in a page of naval history. Cloudesley Shovel is a mouthful of quaint and sounding syllables. Benbow has a bulldog quality that suits the men's character, and it takes us back to those English archers who were his true comrades for plainness, tenacity and pluck. Raleigh is spirited and martial, and signifies an act of bold conduct in the field. It is impossible to judge of Blake or Nelson, no names current among men being worthy of such heroes. But still, it is odd enough and very appropriate in this connection that the latter was greatly taken with his Sicilian title. "The signification perhaps pleased him," says Southey. "Duke of Thunder was what in Dahomey would have been called a strong name."